It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from
Bring It Up, Rick. Great interview with Rob Bazzola. All his bets for week number two in the National Football League. Josh Norris, fantasy football insider for Odyssey. Still to come. Sam Panayotovich, Nesson, Fox Sports, the Chicken Dinner Podcast. Still to come. Power Hour, Final Hour, still to come. All our bets for tonight. Side total and props for Washington and the New York Football Giants. And in 20 minutes, we will have Ken Barkley's favorite transition in the history of transitions. But until then, Rick Camp, I think we should play a little question and answer here on You Better You Bet. I've got questions. Ken Barkley's got answers. What commercial, what company had that commercial? You've got questions, we've got answers. What was that?
Oh, God. Yeah, I should definitely know the answer to this. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Staples?
Oh, maybe. One of those.
Radio Shack.
That was it.
Radio Shack. Well, Surface I guess, like, City. it's Radio Shack's under. I guess, like, now it's public domain, and, like, anyone can just use it.
Right.
But, here's that is ripped
off question.
So
What happened? Here's a question.
The Where'd internet.
You go? Yeah, exactly.
The internet happened. Amazon swallowing everything up. I miss Radio Shack. Do I? I don't. I just don't. Okay. I've got questions. Hopefully Ken Barkley's got answers for week number two in the National Football League. This is like a question. Some of these questions are just like vehicles for us to discuss games. I know the answer.
Nick's got statements. Right.
Nick's got statements. Ken's got retorts. And then we have a conversation. This is one where literally, I don't know what the answer is to the question.
All right.
And it's got me thinking that maybe I don't have a good read on this game potentially. Cause I completely disagree with what's happening. Question number one, Ken.
Yeah.
Why are the Indianapolis Colts taking money? The Los Angeles Rams down to a 3.5-point road favorite Sunday in Indy, and the total keeps climbing, now sitting at 48.
I wouldn't feel too confused by that, I guess I would say. I mean, 4 to 3.5, still midweek, not even close to game day yet. Like, let's see where the number closes at. And also, is it an injury situation? Is it injuries were a little better than people were anticipating? You never know.
I feel like injuries are worse for the Colts. I feel like injuries have been worse for the Colts.
Okay, well, in what way? Just so people kind of know what you know.
So listen, it's early in the week, so all these guys could end up playing. So none of them have been ruled out. But Darius Leonard doesn't practice on Wednesday. Quentin Nelson doesn't practice on Wednesday. Braden Smith, a right tackle, doesn't practice Wednesday. Eric Fisher, I feel like, is a long shot to come back in this game. But I feel like probably more week 3 or 4 for Eric Fisher. But he's been back at practice in a limited capacity. Xavier Rhodes didn't practice. So it's not that these guys aren't going to play. They could all play on Sunday. We don't know yet. That hasn't been made official. But I feel like the injury news was not good for the Colts yesterday. That's why I'm a little surprised by this.
Yeah, to maybe provide another explanation. So I agree with you that that's a terrible sounding injury report. I also don't like the Colts in this game whatsoever. Number thinks the Colts might be valuable at these numbers, and just people be like, well, it's not like your number is the end all be all. That is true. That is 100% true. And my number is not the greatest number that there is. But literally almost every other game on the board, the number is moving toward my number. So Tennessee, Seattle, Detroit, Green Bay, Denver, Jacksonville, New Orleans, Carolina, Cincy, Chicago. It's just we're kind of all generally moving. Patriots by a mile, Minnesota, Arizona, literally all of these numbers are moving toward my number. So it's at least going okay, even if these are small moves. And my number's a little bit, it's basically 3 is my number in this game. So maybe people that are making numbers in a similar fashion are coming to the same conclusion and saying bombs away with Indianapolis, basically that it's a valuable number to take 4 in this game. I can never get there. I mean, we've done the Colts so often on this show. It's just not even, it's almost even worth doing the segment again. But it just, it's worth noting, I think smart people could make numbers that make the Colts seem valuable, like only betting numbers, that the number is valuable. But you mentioned the injury report. I actually have a couple valuable trends to favor the Rams in this game, which is stunning. And I actually rewatched Seattle Indianapolis, and I actually think it was worse than I thought watching it just in kind of like the red zone prepackaged capacity, just with Indianapolis's offense against like what rank do you think Seattle's defense is going to finish this year?
Well, mentioned that a couple times like this week, right? I think we'll find out like how good Seattle's defense is, because they look like the 85 Bears on Sunday up front against Indianapolis.
I just rewatching the game, I'm just like, this is like, it's just, there's no potential for explosive plays. Like, it's not even like there should have been some
speed,
right? Yeah,
well,
right.
Like, they don't have any speed, so it's like, and Carson Wentz gonna have an open pocket, there's still no explosive plays,
right?
No,
well, it's like fast. it's one thing to like take a ton of shots and show potential to have explosive plays and just miss, like, great, okay, no problem, you know, like people drop passes all the time, people scheme really well all the time and create plays, and just they're not executed really well. Like, I rewatch this game and I'm just like, like, how many points can Indianapolis score every week? Like, that's what I'm asking. Against, like, moderate competition. Like, the Rams don't even have to have their defense from last year for this to be, like, a tough spot, I think, honestly. So, and I think we've talked about this before, too, but I don't know if it was Indianapolis or a different team that we made reference to with this, but, like, if the Colts are losing in a game, like, if they're losing in this game, they're kind of smoked. Like, backdoor potential, like, ability to have, again, like, efficient downfield explosive pass.
And
offense.
We brought this up with the Saints yesterday, but I feel like the conversation definitely is parallel here with Indy. Probably more so, honestly, with Indy.
And so it's just, it was, you know, so it's a combination of a lot of things. I don't think I'm going to have a bet on the game. Like, number kind of pulls in one direction. Eye test trends kind of pull in another. We're pretty close. Sure, okay, like, why not? I guess the number's fine and I can pass the game and feel okay about it. But in terms of the move, yeah, I mean, I'm with you in terms of I disagree with the move. Like, I don't think Indianapolis is very valuable at this number. I think there's a lot of stuff going on here.
I might end up honestly betting the Rams. We'll see. Tomorrow, of course, Friday, full pick segment for the weekend, and then Ken and I return for the Sunday edition. You Better You Bet countdown to kick off 10 a.m. to noon, leading up to the start of week 2 NFL Sunday. Next question, Ken. We heard Rob Bazzola in the last segment say that he likes the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday.
It's got to be a Pittsburgh podcast, right? Like, 5 Steelers fan, and they call it Pittsburgh, and they pick all the games against the spread. Has to be one. Yeah.
I did Pittsburgh radio today. Like, the guys are great on The Fan in Pittsburgh, their morning show, and I heard one of their promos, and it was basically like, no hot take BS. And I'm like, I don't know.
Every game is game 7. And you're like, it's the Steelers. Game 7's the middle of the season. I don't understand.
Okay. All right. What are you doing here with the Steelers laying 6 and 47 against the Raiders? It's basically, I feel like you and I haven't talked about this game a ton here. I know your number kind of says the Raiders, but then you brought up all these extenuating factors. So do you have anything that you're looking to do right now, either bets put in or bets you're thinking about making for Pittsburgh and Vegas?
No, I have not bet the game yet, so we didn't mention this as the games Ken's already bet for week 2 for a very specific reason. Well, I think we did that on Tuesday, so I could have bet this game. The Raiders had already played on Monday night. I think a fascinating discussion between the difference between making a number. So, like, I'll talk to people, or especially early on in the week, and that list has kind of started growing as I kind of, like, get to know more people. Like, hey, like, just, like, what's your number here for this game? Like, am I way off? And I'll kind of take, like, a consensus of a few people and just, like, all right, am I the crazy one? Am I stupid? How am I getting to this number, but everyone's way off? And usually we're all pretty close, honestly. I mean, like, every single person I talked to was like, yeah, I bet the Patriots, like, at 3.5 and 4. I'm like, okay, well, number moved a lot. And in this game, some people are betting the Raiders and some are not that I talked to, but all of us have a number that's less than this, which I think is really interesting. And I think part of that is based on something that we've talked about previously, which is the idea that Vegas might be this Jekyll and Hyde home road team, and you might actually have to start keeping 2 different ratings for when they play at home and when they play on the road because of all the factors in play there. So Vegas is a home field advantage. We talked about it with the Golden Knights. Like, maybe it's really, really crazy this year and you have to build in a lot for Vegas playing at home. You also have the idea of John Gruden as a home road coach and travel involved. Rob brought that up briefly, but it's
worth noting. Does this happen often, Ken? Like, do you remember a situation where, like, you've had to keep, like, and I'm not saying it's going to happen. I know you're not saying it's definite, but where you've had to, like, a different rating from home than you do on the road, like to this stark degree?
So I'll give home field advantage, like, differently for each arena. So, like, you know, when, like, the Saints play on the road or then they play in the Superdome, like, you might give more credit for that than the Jacksonville Jaguars playing at home or on the road. Like, you know, but I think the idea that it would be this pronounced like this large of a gap. I mean, you almost have to treat every game like it's some very like a Penn State whiteout almost, where it's like whatever the most extreme version of how a team would perform at home and on the road. It's at least it's not a sure thing, but I think it's at least possible that that's in play with Vegas this year. So like that's my only explanation, combined with like the Monday night overtime travel-y kind of like trendy stuff, which is valuable but like tough to put a number on. Like that's the only reason really that the Raiders can close like only +3 at home against Baltimore, who gets a ton of credit against everyone every year, and then turn around and be 5.5 at Pittsburgh, who I think everyone would have had several points, like 3 points probably worse than Baltimore to start the year. So it's just like to see that shift almost implies like that there is that big home road difference, and that these travel trends for Vegas off the Monday night overtime game are more pronounced than they would be for another team. And there's, you know, we got rid of so many bad coaches last year. We got rid of O'Brien and Gase and Matt Patricia and all these guys, Dan Quinn. And so like Gruden's kind of the only one left that has some of these tendencies where like, you really got to be careful with him in spots where bad coaches do bad things basically. And he's like the only one that has travel tendencies like this. And this was true when he was in Tampa. Rob brought up the quotes, but like when he was in Tampa, they were atrocious going to the West Coast. Absolutely awful. In Vegas, surprise to no one, atrocious going to the East Coast, underperforming a lot of situations, makes it really tough to bet him in that spot. And you wonder if all of that kind of gets baked into this number. The problem, if that's true, if all the things I'm saying are true, the problem is like, it's tougher to make like a baseline number for the Raiders because we have these just all you're going to get are extreme situations, travel spots and home games in front of maniacal fans where apparently there's a ton of home field advantage. Like, how do you try to like, you know, balance these two things and figure out what the right number kind of quote unquote should be? So I'm not betting the game right now. I think it's a really fun problem to think about, but I think it's a really tough game to bet into.
Rob mentioned, you know, Gruden talking about vertigo sometimes, like on these cross-country flights. John Gruden, if you asked him, hey, John, do you think you're going to cover a lot of these games or that you're not going to cover a lot of these games that you play when you travel from coast to coast? What do you think he would say?
Well, like, you want me to quote Vertigo, but I don't know what lyric you want me to say.
That was good. I went to, yeah, at the end.
Got it. I was thinking about the first parts. Sorry. That's what, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great ending. Do you think Rob got it when he said Vertigo when I yelled, Ola?
No.
Do you think he got it?
The first
no?
thing I said, when you said that, the first thing I thought of was like, Brad Evans? Like, that's what I was thinking about. Like, Ola, amigos.
And Mike Brown brings up a great point in the chat, which at the beginning of the song, Bono goes, Uno, dos, tres, catorce, which is 1, 2, 3, 14.
Uno,
which is...
dos, tres, catorce.
It's a great song, right?
What's 1, 2, 3, 14?
You give me something I can feel. Awesome song, man. Yeah. It is. Yeah,
imagine,
yeah.
Imagine
yeah,
if you just
yeah,
changed your
yeah.
name to, you're like, I'm not going to be Nick anymore. I'd be like, what are you going to be? The Edge. well, hello, The Edge.
You got to be some type of badass to go by The Edge.
That sounds like the name of, like, maybe that's the name of one of the guys on the Pittsburgh Morning Show you did. It's like, it's Tarzan and The Edge in the sports jungle.
Ooh. By the way, while we were talking, this report came out.
Oh, boy.
Quinton Nelson, Darius Leonard, Xavier Rhodes, Braden Smith, all DNP again on Thursday.
I mean, like, so my first thought is
they can all practice tomorrow. They can all practice tomorrow, but like not looking good at the moment.
Right. My first thought is like, we don't know for sure, but this doesn't look good. My second thought is like those Colts worst record in the league tickets, like nim. I mean, they're just so good right now. I mean, they're just, this is going so off the rails and it's awesome. I mean, it's just like when you have 100-1 team worst record and you get this first two, I mean, yes, please. So never want to root for
Sparky.
Injuries, but we need them. We need them, honestly.
The Sparky and the Edge in the sports pit. we're brawling and talking sports. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, boy. So, let's get ready to rumble. Ding, 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 ding. It's the sports jungle. So, knocking out fans from coast to coast. It's the sports boxing.
Knocking out your phone calls here in the pit.
What was one other game that you really wanted to talk about we didn't get to?
I had KC Baltimore. What do you think Bucks Falcons closes at? Like, is it worth waiting to maybe see if we can get like a 14 on Tampa? Like, could that happen? It's up to 13 at Rivers. What do you think Cincy Chicago closes at? Those were the other three I had.
Yeah, I don't think Cincy's ever getting back to three. If it was due to a non-injury, I would bet it. I already have three. I think something between 0 and 2.5 is the close there. Not a huge difference. Teasing the Bengals we talked about already. KC Baltimore, like my number is going to say Baltimore because it will every time they play each other, and it's just not how this matchup goes. And we could talk about the injury report for that another time. What does Atlanta Tampa close at? Great question. Like my number is 12.7. We've been between 12.5 and 13 the entire week. I don't think this gets crazy without injuries, like 13, maybe. So maybe it's like a tiny bit of value in waiting. 12.5 or 13, I like Atlanta a lot.
Okay, so there you have it. I got questions. Ken Barkley had answers for week number two in the National Football League. Josh Norris, still to come. Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider. Sam Panayotovich, still to come. The Power Hour, Final Hour, still to come with all our bets for the Giants and the Washington football team. But up next, it's time we transition from football to football.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.